I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China's crackdowns on religious minorities have introduced questions of patriotism versus faith and the tensions the issues bring on a global scale. Speaking of tensions, societal norms can present risks to people of faith. This is especially true in the Middle East and North Africa. But relationships can help reduce these risks. We'll explain that in just a few moments. But let's get started with an observation. With the 30-year anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre this month, conversations about freedom in China are reigniting. Religious freedom abuses in China warranted a special section in the State Department's International Religious Freedom Report. David Curry of Open Doors USA.
The last 5 years, there's been a tightening of restrictions on Christians. But one thing that's clear is they've never had complete religious freedom to go where they want and decide what they want to read and choose their faith and follow it through without any sort of obstruction.
Most restrictions revolve around the idea that Christians aren't Chinese enough. Officials are afraid that believers will put their faith over their nationality.
You have a perception that they could consider Christians to be less than ideal citizens, withhold food, withhold jobs, withhold all kinds of things from them.
So what can believers do? Pray, and then pray some more.
We need to pray for boldness for the Christian church in China, for the leaders, for the pastors, for the individuals. They speak up and say, that's not right. We're not going to allow that to happen. We're about Jesus first. We're going to be good citizens, but we're not going to answer to China for theology, for what we preach.
Next, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. In Nigeria, these words speak into painful situations of loss. The country is ranked as the 12th most dangerous country in which to live as a Christian. Nigerian believers face frequent attacks from extremist groups like the Fulani herdsmen and the Boko Haram. But spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, Greg Musselman, says some Muslims are taking steps towards reconciliation with Christians.
So I think that this is a great opportunity where communities, Muslim communities, Christian communities, are extending forgiveness to each other. They're trying to show love, and then that just opens up the dialogue, and that opens up opportunities to share the message of Jesus' love.
Relationships are the road to open conversations about the gospel, but reconciliation efforts do not mean that Christians are in the clear. In fact, many in Nigeria remain the target of extremist groups for their faith. Still, Christians outside of Nigeria can help their persecuted brothers and sisters through prayer.
We can pray that God would protect our brothers and sisters in Christ, and the sharing of the gospel message changes the hearts of the people that in many cases are even the persecutors.
At missionnews.org, find more stories about how Nigerian Christians are sharing the gospel through forgiveness. We'll also connect you with more ways you can get involved while you're there. Finally, honor and shame play a significant role in the Middle East and North Africa. Community expectations set the standard for acceptable behavior. When individuals step outside of that, they're shamed until they change. With that in mind, consider the gospel. Following Jesus is a big risk when everyone around you is Muslim. That's why International Media Ministries connects with people on a one-to-one level. IMM's Denise Godwin explains.
It's always important to craft the message according to the culture that you're going to. One size does not fit all.
IMM uses media and technology to share the gospel.
At International Media Ministries, we are in the business of getting Jesus on every screen.
In places like the Middle East and North Africa, this undercover media outreach helps to grow the Big C church.
It's safe to start your journey to Christ online or in a chat environment where everyone doesn't know what you're doing. We're finding that that's the key to many people entering the church. It may take them a while to reach that point, but they start their journey privately through some kind of media.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. A picture tells a thousand words. And this month, Open Doors USA is offering a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. This is the result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. And it tells a moving story of God's hope through pain and of beauty breaking through the ugliest sin. It's also a reminder to pray. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.